The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show. J-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Lots to give you this morning. Just keep on listening. Be ready to call the numbers to join us. Text and call 800-520-1067. If you're a podcast listener, we appreciate you, but not the same because you can't interact with us live. But that's why the GOAT line is there for you. That number is 844-956-GOAT.
When you book an Airbnb, are there certain red flags that you look for where you know, okay, this place isn't as nice as it appears to be in the pictures?
Well, if no one's ever rented it before, I always get a little questionable, a little squirrely. Like when you see a lot of reviews, usually I know that sometimes we've learned.
Yeah, but it could be a new scoop.
Could be new property. Could be first one in.
Yeah.
New suds.
Coffee maker works just fine because they just bought it. But then there's other places that look really nice. And then once you get in there, you realize that everything's being held up with particle board and that it's not really as nice as it seems. It just appears that way. And then when you book it, you actually get there and realize that it sucks.
Well, you've historically done some really bad bookings based on pictures. I remember one time you booked your wife into, I think, a one-star hotel in Vegas because on the website there was like a picture of a good coffee mug on a table and you thought that meant that the place was
decent.
They
had a ThinkPad.
Yeah, they had like a...
Yeah. Like on the nightstand.
Like the closer the pictures are, the closer the close-ups are in the pictures they post, usually the worse the place is. If it's a close-up of like a vase of flowers on a nightstand, but you can't actually see anything else, an indication that things are not great.
That hotel was also an adults-only hotel.
Right.
And I realized that it was for hookers.
It was like a swinging/murder hotel in Vegas. But you booked it anyway.
Yeah, and I would say on Airbnb, if there's a million pictures of one room and then like four pictures of the rest of the property, they're obviously just focusing on the one good thing about the property.
I also think that on Airbnb specifically, especially if you're going to a city you don't know really well, if they use exact numbers, like it's 3 minutes from blank or 6 minutes from blank.
Within walking distance of, which is very subject to change.
This is the difference. So I think when they give actual minutes away, you feel a little bit better. When they start using those vague terms like walking distance or a close proximity to, I get very squirrely.
Short hop, skip and jump away. They get all creative with their language.
Yeah, you go like, that's 29 miles. Where did you come up with a short hop, skip and jump?
I mean, anything is walkable technically.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. Right? You can say that New York is walkable from LA because people have done that before, but it's not something I put on my posting for Airbnb.
So I was tasked with finding the Airbnb for this weekend in San Diego.
Why did they give you that job?
I found a place that I actually sent it to Katie and our other friend, and I said, all right, guys, this is the best one I could come up with. It was the best in terms of location, and it was the most affordable. Hotels are way more expensive there. And, you know, obviously you get a full kitchen and all this stuff looked new. So I was like, all right, I think this is the right one. Everybody agreed this one looked great. Booked it, and we arrive. And as soon as we arrive within 5 minutes, I realize why this place was as cheap as it was.
So when you say cheap, like, was it significantly cheaper than ones that were around it?
I would say $75 overall, $75 to $100 cheaper than all the other ones.
Per night?
No, total.
Oh, total.
Yeah.
So not like a significant, because every once in a while you go, everything in this neighborhood is going to be $200 a night, and this one's $70 a night. Something's going on. It's less than half off.
It's also, this area was a little bit farther removed from, like, the area that we wanted.
Right. All right. Well, there's
but
the first
one. But it
was
just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Ocean Beach where we wanted to be.
I'm going to assume that this is one of those places where you rented it and someone else was living there, too. Like not necessarily sharing the same place as you, but like they kind of do the thing where they lock themselves in their own bedroom. They're like, you won't see me, but I'm also living here as well.
There was a locked door with a code. Okay, anyone else want to guess?
Anyone else want to take a guess?
That was totally my guess. Like they had a secret room, and they live in like a little like cave.
Because I did one time I had a situation where the owner's like, I'll come meet you guys when you check in. And then I met him, and then he's like, all right, now I'll just be here for the weekend if you need me. And
my
I was like, but that's where I'm going
to
be.
Well, you forgot to click on entire place.
Right. Like,
and then you realize that you have a lot of roommates.
Yeah, that would be a problem as well. I mean, I can't. Well, the only other thing I could think of is that it's like very close to a like highway, freeway, like buzzing by you.
Not only was it very close to a highway, it was in the direct, very close flight pattern of all planes that were landing at the San Diego airport.
Right.
And apparently this place is called Point Loma, and there is a phrase that everyone who lives there uses called the Point Loma pause, meaning that the planes are so loud that you must pause your conversation in the middle of it because the planes cannot be heard, cannot allow you to be heard over what you're saying.
And when did you realize, like at what point when you arrived, from when you arrived, because you pull up and you go, sometimes there's a relief where you're like, wow, it actually kind of looks like the pictures. And like, whoa, the place doesn't have a weird smell
and
to it.
And that kind of was when we got there. I was like, okay, this place does look new and it does look like it's pretty good. And then when my kid said, Mommy, airplane.
Oh.
I was like, wow, that's a really close one. And then 3 minutes later, Mommy, airplane.
Pause.
After 7 hours, Mommy Airplane was not very exciting anymore.
And was this the kind of sound that you could hear inside the house and outside the house?
Oh, yeah, and all night long as well.
Oh, it never stops.
Never stops. But also, that was the least of my problems because, hold on a second. It's the Point Loma pause.
I want to hear the rest of the story, but planes keep going.
Mommy Airplane. There was a door that was to the right of the kitchen that was locked with some kind of a code, and you couldn't get in, and it seemingly connected to the apartment next to it. As soon as it hit probably 9 or 10 o'clock, I start hearing...
What is that?
And there is a woman on the phone on her balcony with no pants on, chain-smoking cigarettes, who is obviously very high on crack.
It's your mom?
And Whoa. It was my mom, and I was like, oh my God, Mom, what's up? No, it was some lady, and I don't know if she just comes with the place, or she's a relative, or something like that. There's
Halloween
no
decor.
Apparently, this apartment is very nice, but attached to another apartment where some crackhead lives, and she doesn't wear pants, and she's on the phone all night long.
You can see her
You can see her when she's on the balcony, but then right. when she's in the apartment, you can just kind of hear her through the walls, which is occasionally covered up by the loud planes.
God, you got to hope for the planes.
But not enough to be able to track the conversation and actually get some good gossip.
So question, at any point did you consider leaving? Did you say, like, this is not going to... Because
my kid loves airplanes.
Right.
And crack.
You know, so it's exciting for him.
And
I have earplugs.
And in all seriousness, like, were there no reviews of this place that said, just so you know, FY... Because that's the kind of thing a good reviewer would do. They'd say, place is nice, but just so you know, a lot of airplanes, a lot of crackheads.
Wouldn't know. Didn't read them.
Oh. You didn't even read one review?
Nope. Didn't read one.
Are you going to leave a review?
That's the question. Because the lady that helped us out was very, very nice, very accommodating. She let us check in early.
It
seemed like it was her place. I never met her. There was just a lockbox situation. Get the fob, go in, no questions asked. So she was very overly accommodating. And then when I leave, I go, hey, you know what? Could it have been worse? And that's when you know you stayed in a good Airbnb.
Wait, when the answer is no, it couldn't have been worse?
No, when you say, could it have been worse? Yes.
It doesn't sound like it could have been worse. From what you're saying to me, you have a crackhead yelling into their phone with no pants on next to you, and above
you.
That's a plus.
It was entertaining.
All right, I guess.
Also, we got a parking spot, and the people who parked on the street got sideswiped by a drunk driver.
See?
So I didn't get sideswiped by a drunk driver.
It's a win.
Wait, hold on a minute.
It's a win.
It was great.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.